Welcome, everybody. This is your weekly Sydney podcast heading towards racing at Rose Hill on Saturday. It's the Winter Cup, and it will be a test for the stayers with a softish track. Paul Joyce, hello to you.
Hello, Andrew. Yeah, you're right. We're probably in a soft five, I would say, by Saturday. There's no real rain forecast, a sunny day predicted on Saturday. So we'll just be into that soft range, I would expect, a typical winter track.
All right. Well, that Winter Cup does start the legs of the quaddy here. Stayers that we've seen over the last few weeks with hard racing. Hush Rider was an extraordinary performance first up. Do we see much improvement from the horse, given that we're at 2,400 again, Paul?
Yeah, it's so hard to work out, isn't it? So unusual to see a horse first up over 2,400 come out and win like he did. And he's a dominant favourite, obviously, on the back of that, because you're meeting 8 of the 10 runners come through that race, the Mackell Cup. So it's going to be interesting to see if anything can turn the tables on him. He's only gone up 2.5 kilos for that win, and he's a lightly raced horse. So you would think he would find some improvement. I've got him on top. As far as the quaddy goes, I've gone 4, 1, 7, and 6. Now, strictly speaking, you could just anchor Hush Rider. If he improves off his Mackell Cup win, he'll probably win again, and it'll save you taking some extra numbers in the quaddy. But it's the first leg of the quaddy. It's a staying race, and I don't want to get blown out in the first. So we'll take numbers 4, 1, 7, and 6. Number one, Yogi. He's the class runner. He's a stakes winner. He's a Group 3 place getter. He hasn't raced since finishing down the track in the Sydney Cup, but he ran a good race in the Australian Cup. He ran a good race in the Tancred. So he's got that genuine Group 1 weight for age form around him. And I just think you've got to put him in. He's first up as well from a break. So another big attempt, this time the Mar and Eustace stable are trying to produce one first up at 2,400. Number 7, High Bridge. He loses his chances at the start, this horse. He just spots them an enormous head start, but he almost got Hush Rider last start, and he meets Hush Rider 2 kilos better. So I suppose he could turn the tables. And number 6, Saunter Boy, he's the one that could be the fly in the ointment here. He doesn't come through the Mackell Cup. He comes through a race on the Gold Coast on a heavy track first up. He's from the Australian Bloodstock team and trained by Chris Lee. So I think he's the horse that could jump out of the ground and after the race say, oh, well, we should have found him. You know, he had a different form line. So we'll throw him into the quaddy just in case. 4, 1, 7, and 6.
Yeah, look, even Yogi, I mean, it's been freshened up. And as you've explained, going to 2,400, trainers are obviously preparing horses, so much in preparation, track work and thing, aren't they, and trials?
Yeah, it's all changing. I mean, Yogi's had one solid trial over 1,200, but, you know, that's not enough to tackle 2,400 first up. So, again, as you mentioned, it's all this work at home now, and that's obviously long pace work. And, you know, they say the Australian training tracks aren't big enough to train like that, but obviously these trainers, they head overseas, they see how the Europeans do it, and they bring those methods back home.
Exactly. All right, so 4, 1, 7, and 6 there. Second leg of the quaddies, the Tab Rewards Race 7 here. Paul, over the 1,500.
Yeah, fillies and mares, genuine speed. I think you've got to go wide in these races from experience. We've got 2, 10, 12, 1 and 4. 2 on top, Nikki's Gold. I think she's a great each way bet at $9. She's got terrific second up stats. Her first up run was outstanding behind Reel 'Em In Ruby. And she's got a lovely gait with Sam Clinton to ride. And she races best on soft track. She's 3 from 5 on soft. So I like her as an each way bet at around $9. Thought the 10 Sweet Victory was the big improver. She attacked the line first up at 1,200, jumped straight to the 1,500 second up for Mark Newnham. Number 12, Zavance, another one that hit the line hard in the Reel 'Em In Ruby race. I think she's ready to peak third up off a spell, and she's 2 from 2 on soft. And the other two numbers, number 1, Paulita, an interesting galloper, former US mare. She's had one run here, and she comes through the race that Colding won. Now, Colding beat Quackerjack. Galapagos ran third. So Galapagos goes around the highway, and that race just is throwing out a stack of winners. And I thought number 4, Pandemonium, another one with a different form line. She's a midweek winner over 1550. And with the claim for Brock Ryan, I've got no doubt she'll lead and she'll be in front for a long way. So I've covered most of our bases there, 2, 10, 12, 1 and 4.
Third leg of the quaddy is race 8, the Rose Hill Bowling Club Handicap. Top Strikers come out on Thursday, number 3. So that gives Drakenfels a run if Bjorn Baker wants to here. How's the pace in this one over the 1,100?
Yeah, it should be a good pace. Obviously, we've got some emergencies such as Goldfinch who'll add more pace. But even without Goldfinch, Zonk will go quickly. Pinch River's drawn out. And there's some other speed drawn out. Tony Nakoni and also Jungle Eyes. For the quaddie, I've just got numbers 12 and 10. Number 12, Sylvia's Mother, is one of the most interesting runners of the day. She's probably the best backed runner in Australia as we record this on Thursday morning. Since the markets went up, she's just been crunched. She's had one trial. It was a very good trial at Rose Hill, and we haven't seen her since running fifth in the Light Fingers behind Nikita Jane, Madame Rouge and Pahuta Kawa. So how strong does that form look sort of 4 months on from that race? And she's drawn barrier five. So all the money's with her. I've got her on top, but I'm also going to put in number 10, Tony Nicone. I know he's got a horror draw, but he has been trialling the house down this campaign. He's been gelded during his spell, but obviously he's going to need a lot of luck from out there. So we'll take numbers 12 and 10 in the third leg.
12 and 10 there. The last is the Everest Carnival on sale handicap. 12 plus 4 emergencies, and we should mention here that the rail is out at 6 metres on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Rail out 6. Now, I don't think it'll have a huge impact on the races, apart from, you know, if you do get some smallish fields and some slow tempos, you'd probably want to be up on speed. But for this race here, I've got numbers 2 and 13. Caffet Jack on top. Look, he's $1.55 with Tab, one of the shortest price favourites anywhere on the day in Australian racing. And, you know, he probably just wins because he carried 57 to win in a benchmark 78 last start, and he blew them away. And with the claim for Brock Ryan, he's in the exact same grade of race, carrying the exact same weight. The only difference is he drew 14 last time. He's come up with barrier one. So unless the occasion gets the better of Brock Ryan, or unless he gets bailed away on the fence and sort of looks a tragedy beaten, he should win the race. But I just thought I'd throw in the 13, Nick O'Shea, as well, because he chased home Caperjack the other day. He didn't have much luck in the run. He missed the kick. So there are a couple of reasons he may be able to get closer to Caperjack, and I just don't think the market really has them close enough, because Tommy Berry, interestingly enough, is off Caperjack, and he's been put onto Nick O'Shea. So that'd be ironic if he turned the tables on the horse he won on last start. So, look, we'll take numbers 2 and 13 just to cover our bases in the last.
Okay, 2 and 13. All right, so obviously at this time of the year we can get a few scratchings. You'll be joining us live on Saturday morning just after 10 o'clock, but at this stage it looks okay there, just going a little bit cautious early.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, there's a couple of shorties there in the last two legs, which we don't often get at this time of year, but we do. And so they're going to narrow the cost of the quaddie down. $20, we get a 25% dividend. So we'll just get through those first couple of legs, and then we're happy to cheer the favourites home in the last. But look, it looks like it'll be a fine day, just into the soft range, rail out 6. So, you know, a nice winter meeting there at Rose Hill.
Understand. All right, thanks a lot, Paul. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
Sure will. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Rose Hill Racing on the weekend.